The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Oh, I don't know what's going on in your life out there today, Nicola, but it seems like you need to breathe, calm, relax.
I do need to breathe.
I'll tell you what, a funny thing, I'll tell you a very long, boring story here. For a while, we went to see Sing, the film, you know, the film Sing with the cartoons, and it's like X Factor with cartoons, you know, it's pigs and all, they all sing. And I went to see the film with my sons, and it was okay, but we got on DVD since, and we really got into it. There's this opening song on that film, and it's really catchy, and I thought, I didn't think it was by anyone, I thought it was just for the film, you know? And it goes, once I was away, to get back homeward, once I was away, and I realised, right now, Elbow covering it, it's a Beatles song, and I think Beatles are so good, it's one of the songs that, it's a very little known song, it's called Golden Slumbers, but it's so catchy, and I think the Beatles are so good, even some of the songs that people don't know about are excellent, you know? And so they're using it on the John Lewis Christmas ad. Elbow singing it on that ad, which is out today, you know? Once I was away.
I haven't seen it yet. Is the ad good?
Yeah, it is. It's okay, you know? It's okay, but the song is brilliant, and it's by the Beatles, and it's been stuck in my head for months because we watched the DVD at home, and we've been a bit addicted to it, and we find ourselves humming this song around the house, and that's, in my mind, that's the summary, a definition of an excellent song, is where you just end up humming it, and you can't help it. It's into your subconscious, no? But listen to the song, and I'd advise you to listen to the Beatles version, the original version. Elbow do a good job, not as good as the Beatles, because it's a phenomenal song. I've listened to it about 10 times this morning. And Nicola, I don't know where you are at the moment. I know that today you're a bit stressed up, we're a bit late, you're a bit argumentative with the other half there, and you're going a bit nuts there. Just sit down, type in, and I'll send you the link, Golden Slumbers by the Beatles. Have a listen to it. It's a cracking tune. It'll get you relaxed and calm and chilled in the mood, you know what I'm saying? In the mood.
Yeah. I could do with some of that.
It's called Golden Slumbers. Anyway.
Lovely.
So it's a long intro. I thought we'd just do that while people are catching up on Facebook. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you can see this video on the blog and on Facebook as well. But let's get into the charts. Nicola, we've had a couple of requests. If you're listening to this on the podcast. There we are. I just listened to myself then, coming back at me in delay because I clicked on the actual link that you sent out, which is, I shouldn't do that. Okay. So the first one, Altona Energy. You know, I don't know anything about this. I know it's been talked about on Twitter. I don't know if it's any good. You see these hot stocks that people talk about on Twitter. I don't know whether it's just to ramp them up and get 10-20%. I have no idea. But Altona is one of those stocks that's been on Vox as well, quite highly followed for the last few days. A&R, what do you reckon, Nicola?
Yeah, Altona has made a really nice bottom. So in the 2015 low, which was at 0.2, it had a spike low in 2015 and a rounded retest for pretty much most of the summer. Since July, we've been trying to get off that level. And then a month ago, we had a super rally up to the 200-week moving average. Mm-hmm. And then we stalled there for 2 weeks, and now we're having another go at this moving average and this really important pivot level. If you zoom out on the weekly, hopefully everyone can see it, at 0.75, that's the lows from 2008, and it's a really big deal pivot level. So it closed above 0.75 this week, or next week, or whenever we can, is a bullish reversal and a close above the 200-week moving average, which we have not done since 2011. So that would be a big deal for this stock. So where are we going to head from there? Well, if we zoom out a bit more, we can see that the initial opening low in this stock in 2005 was at 2. Mm-hmm. But the opening price or that week and the pivot level is a bit higher at 2.5. So I think if we can close above 0.78, so say 0.8, then we'll go to 2 and then 2.5.
Okay, by the way, it's on the record, isn't it? I said a couple of days ago, 248 is the support level in BT. It tested that a couple of times since, Nick. It's looking like it's coming around to being a big major support level, you know what I'm saying? 248, it's nailed on. It's going higher from here, I'm telling you that now.
I have to pull up BT now and have a look. So now that's going to get my goat. Hold on, let's take a look.
Once there was a way.
Okay, look at this chart on the weekly. It looks like pants.
What is that? Is that BT you're looking at there? Is it?
So this week, look at zoom all the way in. So last week you have a big drop and this tiny range this week.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Hey, just put it on an hour chart.
Sorry. This is a daily chart. No, that's no perspective.
Oh, put it on a 5-minute chart. Go on. Just put it on.
Okay, 5-minute chart.
Listen, it has to form this.
Buy it. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Look at those dips down to 247. Dips down to 247. Testing. Hey, I tell you what, clears 253, right? It's going higher. Honestly, that's what I'm saying. Nick, I know you say 235, I say 248. Yeah, come on, BT! Okay, let's go into...
Here's an alley shot, yes. Does it look like there's some good support at 247, 248? Yeah, it does. So when you see this, like, draw a trend line like this, if we can break out of this consolidation above 251, then maybe I'll get excited.
Lovely. I love it when you get excited. All right, let's go to the next one. It's Regency Mines, RGM. It's a request. And what do you reckon? I think they're in the coal or something. I've seen a lot of people talk about Regency Mines. A good punt the other day went really much higher. I'm not in it. But RGM, what do you reckon, Nick?
Yeah, RGM. So RGM had a big trouble level at 0.7. So and at 0.7, if we look back in this stock to this initial close when it rallied and the gap higher, so back in 2015, this was a level. And then this has been a level really all since the summer. This was the resistance. We've broken above it again. We did that in July and we couldn't sustain it this time. We need to see 0.7B support when we come back and retest it. And then I think we keep going higher and we should head back to the top of the range at 1.26 if we do not drop back below 0.7. We're at 0.8 now.
Okay, all right.
I like the look of it. It looks all right.
I said yesterday that Tullow Energy, TLOU, was literally testing the highs of all time. And it looked like yesterday it was going to break through that high of all time. But it didn't quite make it. It was just shy of that 12.75, I think, highest close ever. And then today it's gone above that. So it's followed through and it's now at 14. What do you reckon, Nicola?
Yeah, our next target is between 15.6 and 16.1. That's where we should head next. That's the next fib resistance for this stock. And then if we blow through 16, we should see 18.26. I think it looks great.
Okay, lovely. And the last one, the last minute request, we had IQE. A ticker there is IQE. What do you reckon?
Yes, I've gone all the way out to a monthly chart on this one to get some levels because it's one of these stocks, you know, in a parabolic rally and everybody wants to know, is it going to keep going? The short answer is, yeah, I think it does keep going. We're at 163 now, and I know these are huge levels, but your target should be 212 for this stock next. Okay. And potentially 249. So let's go down to a daily, though, and you can see that although that seems like huge targets, we've just broken to new highs today above 160, I think that we keep going. You know, we've done a month's consolidation between sort of 160 and 130, and then this is the breakout. So the target from this breakout is 212. There's going to be some interim resistance on the way, and that's going to be probably around 193.
Okay.
And then
go on. Yeah.
No. Carry 212 and then 250.
Okay. And just can you have like one more? It's a follower in my portfolio today. They've got a CE mark coming out, which is a massive milestone for this company, and a stone checker, which is it's flying brands, but FBDU. Try that and see what. Because it's fallen back again. Why is it falling back so much? It's like 10% down. FBDU. Where's the support here? This is coming. I wrote a blog about this a while back. I did buy it. It was just under 3p.
We've looked at this a couple of times and I really liked it. I don't know. I think we had a wedge breakout in flying brands. And I think that it's just coming back to test the breakout level. So the low today could be the low, you know, the pullback low. We haven't quite made it back to the 20-day moving average. But take a look at the RSI. I think you need to hang tough and wait for this to come back to the center line. So I'd like to see the daily RSI back to about 50. And we're still around 58. We got pretty up there.
Yeah.
I'm going to move this out now. But yeah, I think it's, you know, just consolidation. It should have made a new high. It's a bit disappointing. But if we can hold on around 3.9, then we should continue higher.
Here's a couple of quick tips that I've picked up by you know, buy and sell shares over the years. And that's one, always try and, if you've done your research in a company, always try and buy on a down day, you know? Always try and do that. Honestly, it really helps. I mean, it's different from trading. Investing is different, you know? And secondly, always look for a milestone. They've got a massive milestone coming up. It's a CE marking, which means they commercially sell their product, which is a very good product of knowing whether stones and kidneys can, you know, is susceptible to sort of sonic wave breakdown. And that's due in the next month or so. So it's going to be a huge, you know, milestone for them. So not kidney stone, but milestone. Lovely, Nick. Thank you for that. And you can see the video if you're listening on the podcast here at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Once there was a way. I put that link down there so you can have a listen.
Okay, I'm going to go watch the John Lewis ad. Thank you.
Oh, the John Lewis ad. Or you can just listen to the Beatles. Watch the John Lewis ad and listen. And then listen to the Beatles song. Yeah, listen to the Beatles song afterwards. In fact, the John Lewis ad, I haven't sent you that, but I will send it to you. So it's good, actually. It's all right, but I like the song. The song is the best, you know?
Have a great weekend, everyone.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.